Our closing hymn this morning is another Gloria Bill Gaither song, simply titled, He Lives, He Lives. So as we depart this morning, oh, I almost forgot the most important thing. Nope, we can't sing yet. The book of Revelation, a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to read the book of Revelation, it's scary and all that. No, the book of Revelation is for overcomers. Jesus overcome the world, and he laid it out for us, the hope that we have in Christ, and it's a beautiful story of God's love. I like to call the book of Revelation God's love letter to us, and he gave messages to the church, and I just want to share one message to the church of Pergamum. This is what it says. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Everyone who is victorious will eat of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven, and I will give each one a white stone, and on that stone will be engraved a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. As you leave this morning, I'm going to give you a white stone for something to take as a memorial, something to remember that God has got your name written on one of these white stones in heaven. And it will represent something that maybe you've never thought about, just how special you are. Now there's I got them out there. They look like eggs all piled up, but they're not. They're stones. Now I don't know if the egg necessarily represents life, and I understand why they use the eggs in the Easter services. Because in the Passover meal there was eggs. But I never did understand the Easter Bunny and chocolate candy. But it might be a good thing at least to open the door to kids and tell them the real story of Jesus and his love.